Trev, obviously a bit of time off over the new year. How are the boys feeling in the side shaping up?
Yeah, no, we had a good four-day break. The guys have had a really hectic schedule in December. You know, this is our last game of five in a row, so hopefully we can come off with a positive result. And look, the guys are still sharp. They're hungry as ever. They want to make 2016 a year to remember, and hopefully we can start that tomorrow night.
Is it almost sort of breaking up the season in two and kick-starting the season yet again? And how have you been approaching training? Have you had a pretty tough block of it?
Yeah, look, before, obviously, practice on Christmas Day, you know, takes its toll. And with the travel that we had, this is our second last road trip. And we know Cairns are going to be pretty tough, but we want to, you know, we're after something this year. We're right up there at the challenging for the championship. We know it's wide open. And if we take the appropriate steps, I think we're going to finish in the top two, and hopefully we can start that tomorrow night.
Just touching on Cairns, you've had a couple of tough games with them recently, but especially up there as well, they seem as though they're really hard to get on. Their crowd gets up and about, but how do you go about sort of approaching a game like that where it's, you know, synonymously it's a pretty tough sort of game to get into as well?
Yeah, look, we've had some really great battles with Cairns just this year and last year as well, and you know, the history between the teams, there's a lot of players that played against each other, and especially with Nate coming from North Queensland, he had a great game there last time. Then we won, you know, the last 30 seconds of the game. So we know it's going to be tough. They're very good at home, and but we're playing some really good basketball, and hopefully that we'll get the same result as last time.
I think you've got a 9-day break after this one as well. Mm. Is it nice to have some time off, or does it actually sort of muck around with the schedule a little bit, and you can worry at times maybe the players lose a bit of touch or that sharpness you touched on?
No, it gives us quality time at home. You know, we haven't had that for a long time. I think in December we only had four practice runs, so now we can get back to home and practice, work on the final details, sharpen our skill set, and get ready for one game a week, and there'll be no excuses then.
Looking at the format for the rest of the year, you've obviously got a lot of games at home after this one. You probably couldn't have envisioned to be better placed at this start of the season, though, isn't it? 13-7, top of the table, I imagine.
Yeah, look, you can't get, I know it's another cliche, you can't get too far in front of yourself. So it's game by game, quarter by quarter that we got to go. It's this league is a tough league. You know, you don't bring your best, you're going to lose, and that's been proven the season so far. So we've put ourselves in a good position. Now we've got to capitalise that and take this opportunity while we have it, and try to still maintain that top position.
Sounds as though Trevor Gleeson is making a statement saying we want 2016 to count. Do you expect the players to do that against Cairns as well, and come out firing and show we're ready to tackle that second part of the season?
Yeah, I think that from our last game in Melbourne, we really left our run too late. We played outstanding basketball in the second half, and probably if it had gone another 2 minutes, we would have won that game. So it's, we want to start right. We want to start playing Wildcats basketball for 40 minutes, and you know, we're capable of doing it. Now it's time to turn the heat up.
I suppose you sort of say there's no excuses for the rest of the season. Does that no excuse, I imagine that's sort of the attitude, or maybe even a bit of a motto going into the second part as well?
Yeah, look, we've worked hard to get our position on the ladder. Now the opportunity is right there in front of us to take that opportunity and place well for the final. So, you know, we've got to grab it. It's not going to come to us. We've got to go out there and earn it, and that's got to start tomorrow night.
Trevor, just on the Taipans, what are the sort of key focal points against them?
Yeah, look, they had a real good win at New Year's Eve against New Zealand, which is, you know, not an easy feat. And Glidden, Worthington, you know, they've got some scorers. We don't know if the import Starks will be back on Stevie Way, but we anticipate that they'll be back. They're full of talent, without a question. So hopefully we can put them under a little bit of pressure.